Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons. Again, you can't get rid of me, and you can't get rid of him. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, dude?
How are we doing, guy?
Good. Great.
Wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
Stupendous.
Yeah, lots going on, man. Okay. quick announcement. We've got a YouTube channel that you guys need to go check out.
Yeah.
We've got our Facebook group that you need to go check out, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And we have a coaching program. So, you know, if you want to scale your business, what we're going to be talking about in today's episode, you want to go check out winninggym.com/grow. Book a call with Randy. We'll kind of share with what we're doing. No hard sell. If you're interested, great. If we're a good fit, we'll tell you what we can do for you. And if you want to move forward, great. We'd love to have you. And really this, you know, if we were going to say, hey, who is this for? This is for the gyms that want to get to $30,000 a month or more.
Correct. Right?
You're not quite at 30K a month. You want to get to 30K and beyond. This is the coaching program for you. We do it really well, and we're doing it. We just started working with another client, a guy that's been in our ecosystem for years. It's taking off like a rocket. If I could read what he's saying, it's like, I've never seen anything like this. I don't know what took me so long. I go, yeah, what took you so long? Because I was a moron.
Him and I are pretty close. We've had our back and forth, like, come on, let's go.
The honest truth is, and this is a topic for another day, is he had to borrow the money to pay us.
Sure.
And he's so glad he's already paid the guy back.
There you go.
Within weeks. He's like, man, I was limiting. It was a
self-limiting belief. That's exactly what it is.
And that's another episode. But so let's talk about this episode, guys. We hear this buzzword that goes thrown around in business in general all around the world. It's called scaling. I want to scale my business. What does that even mean, right? And how do you do it? So let's define scaling. The scaling, you know, and I guess in our terms would be the ability to grow your business without creating a damper on other sides of the business.
Correct.
So give a couple examples.
Let's say you're bringing in new clients. Let's say you're running a challenge or something like that. In your idea, oh, it's growth, right? Okay. Marketing, got 25 new clients this week. And then all of a sudden, boom, your staff is overwhelmed. You know, you got somebody that quits because they can't handle it. You know, your intake process falls to crap because, you know, you can't even manage the people coming from the front door. So that would not be scale. That would be an attempt at growth.
Yep.
Scale would be a situation where the staffing structure was in place, the systems were in place, you flipped a switch, people came into the business, and the business grew across the board.
Yep.
That would be true scale.
The ability to scale.
Correct.
And so, you know, thinking about our business here, we could easily take on 20, 30, 40, 50 new clients, and it would not change any of the deliverables or delivery systems that we have.
Here as Pulse Fitness, the gym.
Correct. And at ProFit.
Yeah, ProFit, sure.
We have our coaching program. The way we've developed it, we can scale that as well. Yep. We can take as many clients as that want to come on board because we do things in a certain way. We've got systems in place. And so when you start thinking about your business, the biggest question is, if you were to get 50 clients this month in training clients, would that break your systems? If the answer is, yeah, that'll break my systems, you don't have a scalable business.
Correct.
If all the work then lands on your plate as the gym owner, you're only one person and you can't get to everything, that's not a scalable business. If you can't deliver the same experience across the board for every client that comes into your operation, they get onboarded the same way, they go through training the same way, they get their appointments, their check-ins all the same ways, they have an app, you have technology behind it, you do not have a scalable business. Now, I don't know of a business that I would want to have that isn't scalable, because now you're limited on everything and you can't even grow if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And so now you have to decide, oh, wow, maybe this actually isn't a scalable business, because every gym owner in the world, well, I guess that's overreaching. But I would say every gym that we kind of work with, you know, they always want more clients. It's always this whole growth. I want more clients, but could you even handle it?
That brings up a good idea. I mean, the reason that we're sitting in this seat and we're not talking and teaching, we have our coaching program that's built around systems of business. Mm-hmm. We started as a lead gen agency. We were pushing growth towards organizations, and we found out that they could not scale. And the reason that we teach what we teach today is because we teach businesses how to scale, not just how to attempt at growth. And that's a big caveat. I mean, like, that is a massive shift in the belief in the areas of work and attention and things like that of the gym owners nowadays. They're not just focused at the front end of the next person walking through the door. They're fully aware of the ability to service each of those clients. And I'm glad you said it too, in a similar fashion. Just because you can handle them in your business doesn't mean they're getting the same experience. And when the experience breaks, so does your ability to scale. You're no longer operating the same business. And that's important, is you have to be able to deliver a similar result to every person walking through the door if you want to consider that scale.
Yep. Can't break your systems. It can't overwhelm your staff. It can't overwhelm your facility.
Finances.
If you don't have the cash flow in place to then absorb whatever it is, you know, more materials, more, maybe you're giving out supplements and shirts with every new client. You don't have the money to do that. It's not scalable.
Or maybe you just don't have, maybe your marketing efforts, you know, you've over budgeted and you're throwing too much money at the front end thinking that that's the need.
Yep.
And that's not necessarily.
And so the word scale, now that you kind of understand it a little bit, everybody's like, yeah, I want a scalable business. But do you really know what that means? And what that means is you can grow unlimited without any damper or hampering on your current operation today.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group, and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
And I think that, I don't know if unlimited is, I think that each business probably has set points. Right? Because there's always changes that need to happen. But I think a good business that's built with the intention and the desire for scale has some of those set points prearranged. Mm-hmm. You know that I can take on another 50 clients, then I need another trainer. You know what I mean? From there, I know that I can take on this many more clients, and then I need to open up another session. So there is the flexibility in the business to continue that, you know, but it might not be the same rigid, you know, team or processes or things like that. But yeah, the ability to forecast, know, and create the path for scale is equally as important.
New coach, new times, new piece of equipment. You know, for example, our Iron Circle, I had this conversation yesterday with us, me and you. Mm-hmm. Like, what's that number?
Yeah,
and I said, I said, I think we can only get to this number before the delivery has to change. Mm-hmm. The experience will not be the same after this number, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
and so it's scalable to a point. Correct. There's your set point. But after this, we may have to change delivery, or this is the top.
Or you know, like, just take that problem in any of our situations. Like, at this point, what needs to change? What needs to be in place maybe to keep the same experience, if that's a possibility?
Yeah.
You know, in the gym business, maybe it's just that one additional coach, and now, cool, now the work is shared, and we can all elevate together. But
so I had a coaching call yesterday, actually onboarding call with a new Iron Circle member. And, you know, this particular gym was able to scale. He had time slots available. He could, you know, onboard people in everything. And everything came down to the bottleneck was his ability to take on sales consultations. Okay. They were hour long. He was doing the whole thing. And so the way that we fixed this is we changed the system of a consultation. Mm-hmm. We put a front desk person in place. Now he's able to double his capacity. So instead of spending the full hour with them, he's doing the first 30 minutes, and he hands off the back end of that to the staff, and he's already on to the next consultation. So that was, he had the inability to scale at the current system, we changed the onboarding process to where the tour and the, you know, setup with the contracts and the app all happens at the front. He's on to the next person. So we doubled his capacity.
Look at the one-on-one training model. You want to talk about a model that's inefficient in scale? Boom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know a single one-on-one trainer that's like happy because, you know, they're working 16-hour days, 7 days a week to make, you know, an income that's fighting to keep the doors open type of thing. And what, like, that is a limited ability to scale.
That's the definition of inability to scale, is one-on-one training. The only way you can scale it is with another coach.
Every single time.
And they could only scale to 8 hours a day, then another coach. So that's where the model of semi-private training is the exact opposite of the inability to scale. It is the ability to scale. Leverage.
And this is where, look, like, I think it was the last episode, time and money. Like, 1 hour of delivery equals X in one-on-one training. One hour of delivery equals multiples of X in semi-private. It's a math problem. A simple math problem. Yeah. You can make more money in the same amount of time with this model, scale it much, 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 much further. I mean, literally, you could reduce your whole day to 1 hour session for most of these guys.
Yep.
With the entire clientele that they have for an entire day. Yeah. Make it in 1 hour. Okay, now I've got 7 more hours to fill up.
Yep.
I mean, that is massive ability to scale.
Open up your capacity.
Yep.
The other thing you can do with semi-private, you can start with 4-to-1, like 4 clients to 1 coach. And then as you grow to capacity, the way you could scale it is you add one more time slot or one more person in that group. Now it's 5-to-1. You just increase your capacity by 20%. No additional expenses because those coaches are still there. And the way you pay them, they're on a salary or an hourly rate. Doesn't matter what they're doing. Oh, now we're full again. Boom, 6. I probably wouldn't go more than 6. I've seen 8. Okay, it's different models in different areas. But like 6-to-1, I feel is a perfect.
In true functional training, I mean, you guys are doing... I mean, there's legit training. It's not a small group. It's semi-private. Yep. That's the big difference. Even last week, I had a call with somebody who, a gym owner, who's been in the business for 30 years I think 13 years, didn't really grasp the difference between semi-private training and small group. And, you know, that is a big difference, right? Because the deliverable matters.
Yeah. Yeah. What they're getting in that.
It goes back to that, but that goes back to the experience, right? If you go from 4 to 5 and the experience changes and the trainer can't deliver the same workout at 4 as they do 5, not scale.
Well, I'll tell you the story at our first, when we first launched semi-private training in 2010, 2010, we started with 3. We're like, okay, no, we started with 2, 1 coach, 2 clients. We crushed it.
Sure.
It was awesome. 1 coach, 3 clients. Great. 1 coach, 4 clients, 5 clients. We just crumbled at the seams. Everything fell apart. We took it back to 4, and then that wasn't every hour was 4, so we were good between 3 and 4 clients. Now we are great at 6.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put 7, although it happens. Somebody just wanders in, and we're like, we can't. All right, let's come on in. Sure. You know, one of those deals. And we're able to do it, but it's just too much.
But that's not the system.
No.
You're right. You've created a system. And into that, right, the system that's in place was part of the training that took each of those trainers to the ability to 6, right? Like there had to be something. It wasn't just, okay, we're at 4, guys. Now we all got to get real good. Like you had a system and there was the reps.
Way we program.
It was the programming. It was the ability to allow this transition from 4 to 6 to not be something to break the entire system
or business. Now we're doing it one step better. We're developing our app. Our app for program design. We've got custom programming, adjustable on the fly, change cascades downhill, the movement patterns based on movement scores. If a coach is training a client, they got a bum knee, right? We can change their knee movements for their lower body, whatever. It'll cascade everything downhill.
Love it.
And it's happening in real time. And so there's no writing it down. It's right there on the app. Boom, click a button, and then now their workouts change. And the next time they come in, it's going to be changed to the new scoring system. And we're building it now. A lot of people have kind of heard me tease this. They're like, hey, I want that. We're doing it for us. We're not, the idea is like, hey, maybe down the road we'll sell this thing, white label it, but like we're going to perfect the shit out of it here.
Yeah.
And we're going to have screens on every rack. The clients will have their name on there. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to share that.
That is a system for scalability. It's a system to allow anybody to step into that realm and say, okay, rather than me have to know, think, memorize, have all of these things in my mind, and then, you know, have to record it all, click of a button.
Yeah.
Right? Like, now that trainer, whoever's fulfilling that service, doesn't have to worry about all that mental capacity. Yeah. They do this, and they know that the system has the burden there. Their job, responsibility is something else.
I call it coaching heads up. Instead of face down on the program design, they're coaching heads up, and they can see form. They're on the screen. Everything's right there in front of them. Look, guys, this is the whole point of what we do. What we do, we try to want 1% better every time, 1% better. And so, guys, this is just kind of, you know, maybe a wake-up call for some of you. Maybe it's like you didn't even realize that, hey, you know what? We couldn't really get much further than we are now because we don't have the systems in place to even get there.
That's the takeaway, is look at the business as it is today and do this as a little experiment, right? Like, everybody has a limiting, we all have one. We all have that next set point where we need to bring something in. Go find that. Go figure out what your linchpin in the business is that's going to prevent you from unlimited scale. Is it staffing? Is it the systems? Is it the direction? Are you on the training floor? Is it your time, capital? There's going to be a reason that at some point you can no longer continue to scale. Figure that out. Figure out the solution for that, so that when that you do get there, boom, you're now moving past that problem and you are setting yourself up for unlimited growth. Or scale.
And we want you to win. That's the whole point of this episode. So,
do we change the name? Are we now Built to Scale?
Built to Grow. built to Grow. Yeah, Built to Scale. We should call this episode Built to Scale. That's that. Yeah, well done. All right. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you out. If you need help, winninggym.com/go is the URL. Winninggym.com/go. Jump on
Grow.
A call. Grow.
Grow. GROW.
Thank you. Bing bong. All right. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.